RNZ Pacific News. Nisa Bulavinaka. I'm Lydia Lewis. Fiji's former election supervisor, Mohamed Sanim, is under investigation by the Anti-Corruption Agency for alleged abuse of office and has been stopped from fleeing the country. The Fijian Elections Office, or FEO, says Mr. Sanim is alleged to have unlawfully authorised payments of sitting allowances on numerous occasions to members of the Electoral Commission and has been referred to the Fiji Independent Commission Against Corruption. Craig Stephen has more.
The elections body says the Constitutional Office's commission had clarified to Mr. Sanim that the allowance for the chairperson and members of the Electoral Commission remained at the same rate of $500 Fijian per person per meeting. Mr. Sanim, however, had continued to instruct allowances to be paid to the commission's members for attending events other than meetings, including social functions. According to the Elections Act, the election supervisor has no authority to determine when an electoral commission meeting takes place. The FEO says the former elections boss continued to deviate from this and constantly give instructions for allowance payments to members.
A New Zealand employer is relieved Samoa's government will resume participation in the recognised seasonal employer scheme. It follows Samoa's cabinet that put a temporary ban on seasonal workers going to New Zealand and Australia in January. Yummy Fruit General Manager Paul Painter says they're about 100 staff short in the pack house and for picking.
It's a huge relief. Labour is still very, very tight, and the increase in the RSE numbers was critical to free up workers for other industries, particularly hospitality, tourism, which are starting to get going, and everybody's still really struggling to find people.
Mr. Painter says there could still be some delays with visas being processed. The criminal court in French Polynesia has given three foreigners prison sentences of up to 7 years for smuggling cocaine. The catamaran of two Dutchmen and a Pole was intercepted in Nukuheva in the Marrakeches in 2017 with 500 kilograms of the drug on board. The three, who had sailed from Central America, said they were unaware of the cargo. After being detained for 2 years, they were allowed to leave Tahiti pending their trial. They were convicted in their absence. The court issued no order for them to be arrested and serve their sentence in Tahiti. It is not immediately clear if the prosecution will appeal. Meanwhile, a fresh attempt was to be made in French Polynesia today to avert an indefinite strike by firefighters at more than 40 of the territory's airports. The new meeting was arranged after talks collapsed 2 days ago when the unions walked out of discussions with the Vice President Jean-Christophe Buisson. If no agreement can be found, the indefinite stoppage will begin tomorrow and cripple domestic aviation. In Samoa, a woman has pleaded guilty to manslaughter of her 13-year-old daughter, who died following being hit by a stone. The Samoa Observer reports the 38-year-old pleaded guilty to one count of manslaughter and one count of armed with a dangerous weapon through her lawyer. Christina Persico has more.
Supreme Court Justice Fepule Aie Emeperosa Roma noted the plea and adjourned the matter for the parties to prepare pre-sentencing documents by March 8th. According to a report received by the police, initially the mother beat her 11-year-old daughter, who ran off, which angered the mother. The report says the mother then picked up a stone and took aim at her disobedient child, but the stone instead hit her 13-year-old daughter. Deputy Police Commissioner Papale'e Monalisa Tia Ikete said the 13-year-old was later taken to the hospital complaining of a sore head. She died a few days later.
In New Zealand, a state of emergency has been extended for Auckland for another week following extensive damage due to flash flooding. Seven fire trucks were forced off the road after water was sucked into their engines during the floods. As Phil Pennington reports, the Firefighters Union claims Fire and Emergency has failed to listen to warnings about the problem.
Fire and Emergency was warned 2 years ago that some engines' air intakes were too low down and at risk of sucking up water and should be shifted higher. The problem saw several trucks break down during Friday's emergency in Auckland, and four are still being repaired. It's not the first time the issue has been raised. An internal memo seen by RNZ describes how firefighters told Fens to raise the air intakes after a truck broke down in Whangarei's flooding in 2020. Fens says it's looking at options.
King Charles will not feature on Australia's new $5 note. The country's Reserve Bank says the new design will pay tribute to the culture and history of Indigenous Australians instead. A portrait of the late Queen Elizabeth appears on the current design of the $5 note. The $5 note is the only Australian banknote to carry the image of the monarch. In sport, Poland's Sport and Tourism Minister says up to 40 countries could boycott the next Olympic Games. His comments came after Poland, Lithuania, Estonia and Latvia jointly rejected an International Olympic Committee plan to allow Russians to compete in 2024. The IOC announced last week that it was looking at ways to allow Russian athletes to compete in Paris under a neutral flag. The move prompted condemnation, with the UK government saying the plan was a world away from the reality of war. And the Oceania Football Confederation and Asian Football Confederation have signed an agreement that they say will see more matches between the two continents. The MOU was signed in Bahrain during the Asian Bodies Annual Congress. Moira Tuilaepa-Taylor has more.
Oceania Football President Lambert Maltok says the agreement is hugely significant and beneficial for football in the Pacific. A joint statement from the two bodies said the MOU would result in high-level competition for the men's and women's teams. An OFC spokesperson added that it opens up the possibility of the Oceania Club champions playing in the Asian equivalent competition and vice versa. The spokesperson also added that it could result in more pan-continental matches. For example, Solomon Islands playing against China to test them against higher-ranked opposition.
And that is the latest news and sport for RNZ Pacific. You can read more on our website, rnzi.com.